Hey everybody. Sorry I haven't done anything this week. I have been more sick than I thought I would be. I've had to work. And it's really, I think, slowed my recovery more than I would have wanted. I don't have a ton of voice, so I'm going to keep things a little brief today and just give you an update. I was hoping that by the end of the weekend that my voice would recover enough to do the next Academic Rivals continuation. I don't think I'm there right now. I think I might be able to continue Kinktober, and I will certainly have enough time to edit tomorrow. But my voice is just shredded. It is what it is. Last time this happened, January. I don't know. It only took a couple days to get better from this point, so the road to recovery doesn't look very long. I'm just sorry that I didn't have content out immediately for you. With that being said, I think if it doesn't recover, I'm going to just record some Halloween spooky monster audios and not try to push out content that would feel out of place. I think the director of Community and the fans of the TV show Community described it as a gas leak season. I don't want that for my audio series. I don't want there to be an episode that feels like it doesn't belong because I was sick as a dog recording one of them. That does not mean that I'll be pushing off the ending. You will be getting all four episodes of Academic Rivals by the end of the month, no matter what. It just means that this week you're going to get a monster audio that fits with the voice. And then, with any luck, between this coming Friday and the Friday after, you get a bonus episode, which is the continuation of the Academic Rivals series. So it will be coming if you're signed up and you're like, man, that's what I want to hear the ending to. You still are. Don't worry. I know content's been light while I've been sick, but I just keep passing out while I'm editing. The drugs are really make me loopy. I have to keep re-listening and re-listening, and I just, yeah. I'm not going to make excuses. I'm also not going to hold myself accountable for not being able to record when I literally don't have a voice. So, this just is what it is. I want you to know, if you're listening and you're feeling like you're not getting anything, that it's coming. That the second my voice comes back, hopefully you'll be coming back to my voice, if you know what I mean. Little update about, I guess, what it is. I don't fucking know. I can't afford healthcare. I don't know. That was, I guess, a bad joke. I'm feeling a lot better. I'm not coughing as much. I'm not having a nasal drip anymore. But my vocal cords are just really shredded from meetings and talking to people, so. Yeah. That's where I'm at. Gravelly and better, but not good. With that being said, feel free to comment on this or in the Discord anything you want me to say with this gravelly voice. I will put them together into an audio for you. And I'll do a little, 10-15 minute long read-along of anything you put here. Hopefully I'll have that out tomorrow night, and you can listen while I edit and catch things up. I guess I'll just end this now, rather than trying to drag it out. Save myself the vocal effort. To say this truly, and to mean it as much as possible, I just want to emphasize that I appreciate everyone listening. I have felt incredibly selfish taking this pause on content for the past, I guess now, almost 7 days. I guess last Sunday was when I tapped out on Kinktober, which will also be coming back, and I'll be making up episodes on that as well. I feel really bad. I feel really awful for the one person still waiting for a commission as well. I'm so sorry. It's coming. I don't have the gas in the tank to record it again, and I also can't record the fixes to it because you would hear a healthy Vel and sick Vel, and that's not exactly great. So I'll end with this. Use this as a sign to give yourself more grace. To give yourself some slack. You're listening to me bear my heart and show my appreciation for the graciousness of people sticking with me and not making me feel like shit for taking the time off that I need. Give that to yourself as well. I know that you're stressed. You might be working hard and that this time of year is difficult for a lot of people. No matter what you're going through, or hell, even if your life is amazing and you're just excited to get back to regularly scheduled porn pretty soon, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of what you've accomplished, and I'm proud that you're a part of the community here with me. My voice is leaving me, and I have taken my goodnight meds, so I'm going to do just that and go to bed. Good night, everybody. Man, I hope this take was better than the others.